kind of what you take away from these couple days here, just the defense being on top of that?
Yeah, it was just learning defense, getting that down, and then getting in other coaches, learning the coaching styles, and then just going against good competition, getting better every day. So it was a good 3 days.
When you have an injury history, how much does that kind of hang over your head? You know, you're starting to do it someplace, and you have that.
Yeah, not at all. I don't think about that at all. It's kind of all in the past. I think I got all my injuries kind of over with. I think it was just a run of bad luck, and it's over now. And I'm healthy, feeling good now, and I'm banking on remaining healthy and playing good.
What was the challenge this weekend without pads on? You want to show the coaches what you can do, but you also have to kind of check yourself a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little tough. You can't really get into the bull rushing and kind of squeezing it down and stuff like that. So that makes it a little complicated, but it kind of helps me improve my hands, because you got to use better hands once if you can't go full contact. So help me become a little bit better this weekend.
What is it that you do best on the field?
I think my versatility. I think I'm able to rush the passer, play against the run, and also drop back into coverage. All three phases really good.
You did that in 2015, but you know, we're 3 years from that. How does the season you had in 2015 kind of affect your preparation? How does it sort of enter your daily mindset?
I just continue just to work hard in all three phases of the game. When I'm practicing, when I'm off the field, I'm continuing to working hard on my pass rush, on my dropping, on my overall knowledge of the game.
Does it give you confidence that, you know, you can look back and say, hey, I did do this that successfully in all three phases?
Yeah. And I know the last 2 years, or this last year, I mean, I still played a decent amount, and I still feel like I was still pretty dominant when I did play and I was healthy. I feel like I was still dominant in those three phases.
What have been your impressions of Vic Fangio?
He's an awesome coach, really good coach, really knowledgeable. He's helping me a lot, helping out the whole defense. I'm looking forward to working with him.
It's no secret that the Bears need pass rush help. How do you view maybe the opportunity ahead of you with the veterans?
Yeah, I think they got a lot of good pass rushers, and I'm just coming in to do my best and going to help out as much as I can.
Anything you learned from Vic or Coach Dana this week that was maybe new to you from did you learn college or something?
Yeah, just a little bit of the scheme, because Utah, we're a 4-down scheme. Here it's a 3-down scheme, so just a little different. It's still pretty much the same in terms of where I'm dropping, and all that, but kind of learning the new terminology and getting used to all that.
Are you comfortable dropping into coverage, taking a flat?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable. I mean, the last 4 months of training, that's all I've been doing is that and pass rush. So I feel really comfortable dropping back.
Kylie, now that you're here, you're all equals, but as a 6th-round pick, what was it like for you day one, day two, waiting day three, wait to hear your name called?
Yeah, honestly, I was a little frustrated. I felt, although I had the injury history, I still feel like at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine, I was still able to prove myself, show my athleticism. So I was hoping to go a little early, but I think it all worked out for the best. And I know God has a plan for everything. So coming to the Chicago Bears is a huge blessing. And so I'm just excited to get to work.
Kylie, how does what you do best fit into this defense? And how has the transition been to playing outside linebacker now?
Yeah, the transition has been pretty easy. Coach Staley's been really good with me. We've been working a lot together, watching a lot of film, and then out on the field, he's just been working really good with me, teaching me a lot of technique on how to drop and different things like that, and also helping improve my pass rush. So he's been working all three phases of the game, and I'm excited to keep working with him and continue getting better.
When it comes to stopping the run, what would people notice about the way you play and what you do well?
Yeah, my leverage. I think I play very low with good leverage. You've watched film in college. When I was playing against the run, tight ends, I felt like I was pretty dominant in the run, especially against the tight ends, where here I'm going to be working a lot against the tight ends, setting the edge from outside of there. So I think my leverage would be best.
Couple more.
Anything else?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.